This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Iran Tuesday launched missiles at U.S. troops in Iraq in an apparent retaliation for the U.S. killing its top commander. Middle East experts warn that the region could be heading towards a new wave of violence marked by a looming breakout of violence from Iran and its proxies against the U.S. and its allies. VOA senior White House correspondent Steve Herman reports on the latest developments, including President Trump's tweet Tuesday night that all is well after Iran's missile attack.
Yes, it could also indicate that the president does not intend to turn tensions up another notch and back away from the cusp of war. The messages we've seen from the Iranians this evening, including the foreign minister, are that Iran does not want war. There are also indications from the Iranian military that as long as the United States now does not attack Iran, that this is it, that there will not be war. But if there is a military response by the United States on targets inside Iran, that would lead to a further round of retaliation by Iran striking out at U.S. allies, including Israel.
President Trump says he will make a statement on Wednesday morning here in Washington. Iranian state media reported Tuesday a stampede at the funeral of the top military commander, Qasem Soleimani, killed at least 32 people and injured 190 others. The state media reports that the burial was postponed following that stampede. For more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. A Ukrainian